Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Last show of 2010 today. So exciting. And we're here today with a Eric substitute. We have Mike Roberge with us again today. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon, Julie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Welcome back for your second week.
Second week and the last week, as you said, the last show of 2010.
Yep. Eric will be back with us next year. He is away, I think, in California visiting family or something like that. Hi, Eric, out there. So we've got a great show today. No guest interview today. Lots to talk about. We are going to, I'm going to go over my top five New Year's resolutions that you can make for your dog. And also going to highlight the year, this past year of shows. And talk about, just kind of touch on the different guests, the authors, the organizations, and just highlight the year 2010. It was really fun going through all of the shows. The past few months have just seemed like week after week I've had all these interviews with authors and various people, and I've just so enjoyed all of the interviews, and then going back through all of the past shows. It's just been such a great year. I just so enjoy doing this and getting to talk to all the people that I talk to. You can very easily scroll through all of the shows, going all the way back to the first show, February 18th of 2009, was our very first show, and I definitely sound just a little bit nervous on that show, as it was my debut in radio, But all of the shows are listed on the website, which is dogtalkshow.com. And if you go to the podcast page on the website, you can just scroll down. It'll start with the most recent show. So last week's interview is right at the top of the page, which was an interview with Wendy Spencer, animal curator at Wolfhaven International. And that was show number 95, and it'll just go all the way down through December, and then November, and then October, all the way through this past year, and then also through 2009. And you can look at all the different guests and pick out the shows that might be of a special interest to you. So if you're a new listener, we've had so many wonderful interviews. I highly recommend going back and catching up. It'll also tell you which show number each show is, so then if you want to write down the show number, like Dog Talk Show 88 or Dog Talk Show 42, and then you can go to iTunes and download the show for free. And so then, rather than listening at your computer, which is what you can do off of the Dog Talk Show website, you can actually download the show from iTunes into your iTunes and then put it on your iPod or MP3 player or iPhone or whatever you have, and then take the Dog Talk Show with you, listen to it as you're walking your dog. So highly recommend doing that. I really enjoyed looking at all of our wonderful guests. Want to announce, first of all, the Dog Talk Show is brought to you by one of our biggest sponsors, which is Invisible Fence Northwest. InvisibleFenceNW.com is their website, and they have indoor and outdoor solutions for your dog and cat to keep them safely in your yard without a leash. And their products are fabulous. I highly recommend their products. I recommend them all the time to my clients, and they are a huge supporter of the Dog Talk Show. So check out their website, InvisibleFenceNW.com, and don't forget that there is a $100 off Dog Talk Show coupon code if you do decide to get their indoor or outdoor solutions. And you can also have them out for a free consultation just to kind of find out if it is a good fit for you and get more information about their products. You can just set that up and have somebody come out to your house, look at your property, talk about your goals and what you're trying to accomplish, and determine if it is a good fit. No pressure, and that is free of charge. Again, that's InvisibleFenceNW.com. So something to look forward to in January is January 26th is our 100th episode of the Dog Talk Show. Today is number 96. So in celebration of our 100th episode, I'm going to be having a party that is open to the public. I'm going to have guests, past guests there, clients, friends, and hopefully listeners. I would love, love, love for listeners that I've never met to come to the party and celebrate the 100th episode of the Dog Talk Show. The party is going to be on January 22nd, and it's going to be from 6 p.m. probably to 8 p.m. That's a Saturday, and we're going to hold it at Fido and Scratch, which is one of my favorite pet stores. It's in South Seattle, in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just off of Martin Luther King and Rainier, near the Mount Baker light rail stop. So January 22nd is that party at Fido and Scratch from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to celebrate the 100th episode, which will be that following Wednesday. I'm going to be doing lots of giveaways at the party, free raffles. I know that I'm going to give away a few subscriptions of City Dog Magazine, and then I'll also have some raffle gift baskets and some other goodies. So mark your calendar, January 22nd. 100th episode celebration party, open to everybody. Would love for all of you who have listened to the show to try to come and celebrate. So I'd like to thank our sponsors. Kemley Electric has been a sponsor of the show since right out of the gates, really since our first show in 2009. If you are in need of an electrician, both residential or commercial, they are wonderful, and they are dog lovers, and they are huge supporters of the show. That's KemleyElectric.com, K-E-M-L-Y. Another sponsor is Institute of Complementary Medicine. Website is icmedicine.com, and a team of naturopathic physicians and acupuncturists, and it's a wonderful group of doctors all together, and a lot of their services are in-house. I had a food sensitivity test done with them, and I was able to just schedule it with another physician within the Institute of Complementary Medicine. They're great. icmedicine.com, and they are located in Seattle's First Hill neighborhood. The Natural Pet Pantry, one of my favorite food companies. They are a local raw food company. naturalpetpantry.com. We had Lainey Poré on the show, I think in September, although I'll have to double check. Maybe it was further back. But we talked about food and cancer as it pertained to dogs in one of our shows of 2010. And she's a nutritionist with Natural Pet Pantry. They make locally made raw and cooked food diets. You can buy them in retail stores. You can also get their home delivery. Excellent, excellent food. And I'm going to be talking more about food in a little bit as we talk about resolutions. Again, that's naturalpetpantry.com. Of course, Invisible Fence Northwest. Just was talking with friends who have a dog and a very, very old cat. The cat is like 21 years old, I think, at least 20. And the dog, they just adopted a new dog, and the dog is a wonderful dog, but he is getting into the cat food. And the cat is too old to jump up onto higher places so that the food is away from the dog. And I recommended an Invisible Fence little portable unit that they can just put in to block off like a bathroom or something like that. So Invisible Fence Northwest, all of these companies, big supporters of the Dog Talk Show. So if you are in need of any of those services, please do consider them. Last but not least is the Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Robert Meduzia, licensed acupuncturist. He is exceptional at what he does, especially if you have an athletic background, old sports injuries, or are currently very active and athletic. He especially is very, very gifted and skilled with athletes and the wear and tear that being an athlete can have on your body. That's the Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. His name is Robert Meduzia. So, Mike, do you have any plans for New Year's?
Well, I'm going to be working during the day, but I do actually have New Year's Eve off. I'm kind of a, you know, what's the safe and sane kind of guy, so you're not going to see me out on the streets partying, although I think I'm going to have a few friends over, and we're probably just going to spend a very quiet evening inside, maybe maybe watch a video or two.
Yeah.
Not really sure. It'll be low. Whatever it is, it will be low-key.
Low-key. Well, resolutions are something that people... It's, you know, lots of people do in the new year and oftentimes don't stick to it. But, you know, gym memberships go up, but, you know, 1st of January and the gyms are crowded until about mid-February. And then they're back,
until
back
Valentine's
down to the normal,
Day rolls
right?
around to the next Hallmark card day.
Well, what if your dog could make a New Year's resolution? You know, if dogs were in control of their lives completely, they probably wouldn't have to make New Year's resolutions, at least not as much as we do. But I've got my top five resolutions that you could make for your dog, and that's mainly your behavior or something you can do to help improve the quality of your dog's life. And a lot of this pertains to cats, too. So when we come back from break, I'm going to go through my top five New Year's resolutions for your pet. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Hi, I'm Vicki St. Clair. I want to invite you to join me every Monday at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. We'll talk with innovative business leaders, medical and health professionals, authors, filmmakers, adventurers, and ordinary people leading extraordinary lives. Join me Mondays at noon for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Check out our guest schedule at conversationslive.net and join me Mondays at noon.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
So kind and generous, I don't know, keep on giving. For your kindness, I'm in debt to you.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. So what if your dog were to make resolutions or ask you to make resolutions for them? What would those be? Well, here are my top five. And starting out, and they're not necessarily in order, because I think that number one is not necessarily more important than number two. I would say one and two are probably sharing the top spot. The first one, New Year's resolution for your dog is to meet your dog's energetic needs, both mental and physical. So physical energy would be like exercise, so actually physical exertion. More walks, more consistent walks, longer walks, and don't let the cold weather or rainy weather stop you. It's not as, I guess, not as easy to get out, and I experience this too. I mean, I am not as gung-ho about going for a walk if it's cold and rainy than I am if it's beautiful and sunny. And I'll tell you, neither is my dachshund. She would really prefer to stay inside if it's raining and cold. But just like her, I do find that once I'm out there and once I've gotten going and I've gotten warmed up, it's very nice to be outside. And I've actually had some really, really wonderful walks in the rain. It's nice because it's not usually not very crowded. And I don't know, there's just kind of something about the rain that I like. And it's just really about getting out there and having the right jacket and shoes. You know, if you have a small dog or a very lean dog that doesn't have a lot of body fat and gets cold easily, then get your dog a jacket. They make raincoats for dogs. They have insulated raincoats for dogs to help keep them warmer. And Leia will be giving me, Leia is my dachshund. She'll be giving me dirty looks usually the first 5 minutes of the walk. But then once we get going, she's got her tail up and she's actually usually trotting ahead of us. So, you know, meeting your dog's energetic needs is important for health and fitness, and also for your dog's behavior, because a lot of behavioral issues in dogs are a result of pent-up energy. And especially if you have a high drive or high energy breed, as we do, we have two Australian cattle dogs that are very, very high energy and need a lot of stimulation. And if they don't get it, they are trouble in the house. We notice a huge difference in their behavior if they've been exercised versus if they are feeling pent up, for sure. You know, any working breeds, especially herding breeds, hunting breeds, most breeds of dog really were bred to perform a job and work with us. And one of the biggest challenges, and I talked with one of my guests recently, fairly recently, I had on Ted Carasotti, who's the author of a really, really wonderful book called Merle's Door. And he also has a new book out that's mostly pictures, which is called Pucka, the pup after Merle. And we were talking about how we're taking these dogs that are really bred to and still have the energy to be working, you know, all day, either working on a farm or out hunting, and we're trying to make them yard dogs and house dogs, and we're really not meeting their needs in the way that they need us to, and therefore we have lots of problems with behavior and pent-up energy and anxiety and all that type of thing, often a result of the dog's needs not getting met. That'd be a great resolution. Long walks, sign up for an agility class, herding classes, start hiking. Something that I like to do too is to take my dogs to a new park or go somewhere new for a walk rather than just going to the same place over and over again. New smells and sights for your dogs to take in and sniff, and that's a really good way to give them some stimulation as well. As far as the mental needs go, things like agility class and herding are great. The ideal exercise both stimulates your dog mentally and physically. And agility classes are great for all types of breeds. You know, whether you have a little dog or a big dog, you know, it doesn't have to be just the border collies and the shelties on the agility course. Really, any breed of dog. It's great for dogs who need confidence. You know, just doing it for fun. You don't have to get super competitive with it if that's not your nature, but it's really something fun to do with your dog. games like Find It, you know, playing games that use your dog's nose and sense of smell. Teach them how to find things in the house. That's a great mental mental stimulation to burn some of that mental energy. A great game to play if it's, you know, maybe you're not feeling well or the weather is especially terrible and you just don't feel like going out for a walk. Well, you can play a few rounds of Find It in the house and have the dogs search the whole house or apartment for various treats and toys, and they love it. I've taught many, many dogs this game, including my own, and they absolutely love it. So, number one resolution, meet your dog's energetic needs, and that's both mental and physical energy. So many dogs just are not getting their needs met, and I feel very sad for them, and it's also in my work with dog training and behavior, I see that that is often the culprit for undesirable behaviors, is that they're just pent up, and that energy every day has to go somewhere. What is it, the first law of thermodynamics or something like that? Energy cannot be created or destroyed.
Sounds good.
Something like that. One of the laws. So that energy has to go somewhere. And if it does not have a constructive outlet, if you don't give your dog a constructive outlet for their energy and you leave it up to them, then the outlet that they find is usually going to be destructive. So they're going to destroy their beds. Like if you are my cattle dogs, destroy their beds or just be more unruly. Destructive behavior especially is a big one. Number two, food. Check your dog's food, and this goes for cats as well, and potentially change your dog's food. Nutrition is so the key to health, both physical health, physiological health, as well as mental and emotional. You know, the show that was just on before this show, Healthy You Radio, they were talking about the GAPS diet. I was listening to it. Very interesting. You know, and there's all this talk about how important nutrition is for people and how messed up the human food system is and documentaries about it and all that stuff. And it's all true for pets as well, because the pet food industry is basically a byproduct of the human food industry. So it's even a step down. So if you think the human food industry is not good, well, check out pet food, because it's actually like a step below. There is a great book out there that talks about, well, there's a number of books and resources. A book that I read called Pet Food Politics goes through the pet food recall of 2007. Written by Marion Nestle, and it's a wonderful book. It really, pet food politics, I mean, it sounds like boring, you know, like probably interesting and informative, but dry. It's not. It's actually kind of a drama, because it really shows step by step how the pet food recall unfolded and the behind the scenes activities of all the big players in that. It was a really, really, really good book. And it also talks about how the pet food industry, the animal, like livestock industry, and the human food industry really are all intertwined. Pet food politics. Another book that's a great resource is Not Fit for a Dog, The Truth About Manufactured Dog and Cat Food, written by one of my favorite guests, Dr. Michael Fox. He's the co-author of that book. He also wrote a book called Dog Body, Dog Mind. That's a great book about the truth about pet food. It's called Not Fit for a Dog, a wonderful, wonderful book. And we had Dr. Fox on the show to talk about that book specifically back in November of 2009. It was on November 11th, I think, or November 14th of 2009. So you can go to the website or iTunes and find that interview. It was a great, great interview. He talks specifically about the relationship between prescription diet companies and vet schools. And by prescription diet, I mean that's like the types of pet food that your vet will prescribe to you. You can't necessarily get them at your normal pet store. And those are actually some of the worst ones on the market. And he talks about that. So, and then Susan Fixton we had on, who is the founder of truthaboutpetfood.com. That was a great show. We had listeners call in and read the first five ingredients off of their pet's food bag and read them on air. And Susan was on the show with us, and she basically decoded what all the ingredients meant and gave her either stamp of approval or stamp of denial, and for one reason or another, and then explained why based off of this ingredient or that ingredient. And that show was September 1st of 2010. And again, that was Susan Fixton, and you can go to truthaboutpetfood.com. And she also has a Facebook page and a newsletter, and she is a wonderful resource for that. So you can get educated about your pet's food, because it's really, how are you going to know based off of what the front of the bag says? Because the regulations are so minimal and or non-existent. The labeling laws are so minimal or non-existent. So all of the pet foods say, you know, complete and balanced nutrition, veterinarian recommended, high-quality protein. High-quality protein is not a regulated statement. So there are actually foods that have, you know, animal byproducts and meat that comes from, you know, that could have tumors in it, or meat from animals that have been dead for a while or that are diseased. And then they're saying high-quality protein on the bag. To me, that's lying. And there's just no regulation for it. So it's legal. And so how is the average person going to know, you know, what is a good food? So it's really about learning how to read the label. Don't look at the bold print. Read the label of ingredients and see what's actually in the food. Here are some no-nos real quick, some things to avoid. Check your pet's bag of food. And if it has corn, wheat, soy, white rice, or brewer's rice, then I recommend looking elsewhere. If there's grain in the food, you want it to be high-quality grain that actually provides nutrition, that's not just a cheap source of energy as carbohydrate. You don't want any animal byproducts. So if it says chicken byproduct meal or meat byproducts or meat and bone meal or animal digest, those are all byproducts. And that is meat not fit for human consumption. So that is bad news as well. Some things you can do. You can add raw food, natural pet pantry. You can at least substitute some of your pet's dry food with raw food diet. Naturalpetpantry.com. They're locally made. Love their food. That's what we feed our dogs. You can add flax oil and enzymes, probiotics, fish oil. Add vegetables, either grind them up raw or lightly steam them to help break down the cell walls. Your animal will get more nutrition out of it. There's lots of things that you can do to up your pet's food, but mainly if you're feeding a food that has some of those no-no ingredients, I definitely recommend changing. So I'm going to talk about the three more of the my top five resolutions for your pet for 2011, and we'll be back with just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Everywhere they go, oh, dogs are everywhere that I go.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured, Kemley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's KEMLY Electric.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's the first Vet Sunday of the new year, and Dr. Mike Saluski will join us. Find out if Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and chiropractic have found a home in Oregon, and plan to call us for answers to your animal medical care questions. Plus, we'll ring in the new year with the Jingle Cats fabulous version of Auld Lang Syne. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Let Haute Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. Include yourself in the painting, or just your dog. Either way, you're sure to love the end result. Call Jennifer at 206-661-4538. That's 206-661-4538. Or see more at hopeportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net.
Looking for the perfect collar for your dog or cat, but all the stores have all the same selection? Can't find just the right bed to fit your home and your pet? Is your pup feeling chilly and wanting a coat to keep warm? Bido & Scratch is Seattle's perfectly balanced pet supply store, carrying everything you need to furnish and feed your cat or dog. They are located in Seattle's Mount Baker neighborhood, just around the corner from the new Mount Baker Light Rail Station on McClellan. Visit Bido & Scratch on December 4th and 5th. They'll be hosting professional holiday pet portraits and pet food drive. For more information, contact the store at 206-588-2111. Or friend Fido and Scratch on Facebook.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Behind them, everywhere they go.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. And I am right in the middle of top five New Year's resolutions to make for your dog. And this can apply to cats, too. So especially the food and the next one and then the one after that, for sure. Now, this is kind of linked in with food, or very much so, but to be more specific, and this is probably the most common resolution that people make is to lose weight. Well, there are lots of overweight pets out there too. And unfortunately, our pets don't have control over what they eat or how much they eat. That's something that we have to make, those choices we have to make for them. And obesity is a huge problem for pets. I know Dr. Fox has talked about that quite a bit. It's in vets, I think Dr. Edward Mosier I had on the show, who's a veterinary nutritionist, talking about how epidemic obesity is and how important it is to really keep your dogs and cats nice and lean. Especially if you have a dog that's a long-backed dog. Dachshunds. I have a dachshund, corgis, basset hounds, those guys, those long backs, larger dogs and older dogs. But really any dog, you don't want them to be overweight. You want to try to keep them nice and lean. It takes pressure off of their joints, helps prevent arthritis, and certainly ease the symptoms as they get older because it takes the pressure off the joints. That extra weight is not there. And it's very interesting to me, just like how, it's a sensitive subject and people can get very sensitive around their pets. If you tell somebody that their dog is fat, then they're probably going to be offended. Just like if you told somebody that they were fat, they would probably be offended as well. And I've heard some, interesting remarks about people saying that their dogs are just big boned or just fluffy. And, you know, maybe they are fluffy, and they may also be overweight. Fluffier dogs, it can actually be harder to tell because they have so much hair covering up their bodies. So a good way to check is to, generally speaking, is to, you know, feel their body. They should have a waist. You should be able to feel their ribs. You know, the ribs shouldn't be protruding out, but you should be able to feel them. And if you can't, then it's probably an indication that your dog is overweight. And that's something that you can ask your vet as well. You know, I'm not sure if my dog is overweight. What do you think? Great way to lose, to take some weight off of your dog. The best thing that I've found is a raw food diet, because it's really minimal carbohydrates. It's mostly meat and vegetables. I don't recommend generally reduced calorie dry foods because they tend to just have more carbohydrates in them, to have it be less calorically dense, but that's not necessarily what your pets need nutritionally. Adding vegetables in, just like for us. You know, my dogs love a variety of fruits and vegetables. I just gave them green beans last night. They love squash. You know, most vegetables are great for your dog as well, not just for weight loss, but also for the fiber, for the vitamins and minerals that are there, just overall good nutrition. Add veggies. Add more veggies to your pet's food. Grind them up or lightly steam them, ideally, so that you help break down that cell wall so that they get more nutrients out of their foods. Carrots. Dogs tend to love carrots. So if you're really a person that likes to give your dog lots of treats, find a fruit or vegetable, perhaps apple or carrot or something like that, that your dog really enjoys, and that you can enjoy giving your dog a treat, but that you're giving them something that's not going to contribute to weight gain. Especially with little dogs, because, I mean, their stomachs are so tiny anyway. You know, give them a few extra treats a day, and that could be like an extra meal, depending on how big the treats are. So really, really taking on your pet's weight, and it's just like us, diet and exercise. So up the exercise, you know, clean up the diet, switch their food. And, you know, if anyone has any needs any help with anything food related, feel free to email me, host@dogtalkshow.com. As I said earlier in the show, we've had lots of guests on the show, so you can listen to the past shows and get some more information that way, because it is sort of a confusing industry as a pet owner to really know what's out there, because there's so many different foods available. Number four, switch to natural flea control. Get your dog off of the top spot pesticide, especially not on a regular basis. Fleas are best prevented with good diet, healthy, oily skin, high vitality, and to do something for prevention or to treat if you do have a flea problem in your house, I recommend Flea Busters. You can go to their website, FleaBustersWA.com. They're also national, so if you're listening from another state, check out Flea Busters in your area. But what they do is they brush in a non-toxic form of salt into your carpet or area rug, and it traps the flea activity in the house and keeps the fleas from getting to the baseboards and reproducing. And it has nothing to do with treating the pet. The thing about fleas is that they spend half of their life cycle actually off of the animal. So when we focus on the animal, you know, oh, we have a flea infestation, and then you put all these harsh chemicals on your dog or cat, well, it's not doing anything for the multiple times of fleas that are actually in the environment. If you've got fleas on your dog, you have many, many more in your house. And so those are the ones really that you want to deal with. You need to interrupt the life cycle, and you do that by treating your environment. Flea Busters, they're excellent. They guarantee no fleas for a year. FleaBustersWA.com. The topical pesticide treatments are harsh. I don't care what they say about how it does not go into the system. It goes into the skin, which is an organ in the body, and it actually hurts the animal's immune system and leaves them more prone to getting the fleas back once it wears off. Last but not least, number five, get your dog the training that they need. It's finally time to resolve the issue with leash aggression, or if your dog needs better manners when guests come over. These are all things that really commonly can be resolved fairly simply. This is what I do for a living. My website is sensitivedog.com. I work with dog training and behavior. So it can be anything from basic obedience, you know, jumping up and stuff like that, to more serious behavioral issues, aggression or anxiety. I offer in-home private lessons and group classes as well. And I also offer an in-home intensive training program. And that website, again, is sensitivedog.com. And you can also email me for more information, host@dogtalkshow.com, if you or someone you know needs some help with dog training or behavior. The other thing, too, is don't settle for training that doesn't work. There's certainly not one right way to train a dog. Dogs are as different as people. I may learn in a different way than Mike learns or Eric learns. I may be more of someone who learns by watching, and the other person might learn by reading, for example. Well, you know, it's kind of similar for dogs. You can't just approach every dog the same way. You have to approach them as an individual. What breed are they? What's their main drive? What's their personality like? Are they overly confident or are they super shy? So, you know, and just don't settle for training that isn't working for you. And if you're not working with somebody that can adjust to you, find somebody else. Your training efforts should give you results. And if they don't, then you need to change what you're doing. And if the person you're working with isn't equipped to do that, then find someone else. And feel free to get in touch with me if you have any questions about that. Sensitivedog.com is my website. You can also email me at host@dogtalkshow.com. Those are my top five resolutions. Meet your dog's energetic needs is number one, both mental and physical. And I would say sharing the number one spot at number two would be to change your dog's food if needed. Read the label. And if you need any information on that, you can listen to any of the shows I've had about this, or you can email me, host@dogtalkshow.com. Bring your dog to a healthy weight is number three. Number four, switch to a natural flea control. And number five, it's finally time to resolve whatever the training issue is that you've may have been dealing with, leash aggression or manners with guests. So when we come back, I'm going to review the year of 2010, highlight some shows and guests, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Many dogs love to ride in the car, but boy, they can really do a number on the interior with their nails and teeth. Did you know that you can have the interior vinyl and leather dents and tears repaired rather than having to replace an entire section or door? Color Masters Northwest offers leather, vinyl, and velour restoration with the option of on-site repairs and affordability of saving you from having to order a whole new part. You don't have to wait to replace your entire door or console. Just call Color Masters Northwest and have your dog's unsightly handiwork repaired quickly and affordably. Call 425-681-9355 or visit colormastersnw.com to schedule an appointment today. That's 425-681-9355 or online at colormastersnw.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And time flies on the show. It really does. So much to try to fit in. So I'm going to review some highlights from 2010. The Dog Talk Show airs live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And on many of those Wednesdays, I have a guest. I've had authors, I've had directors of various organizations, founders of websites, Brandy Algren, the founder and editor of City Dog Magazine, a local publication, nonprofit organizations, coordinators of events, all sorts of types of guests. I mean, it's really just been such a pleasure to get to know and talk with all of the people that I have had the opportunity to talk with and to share those conversations with you. So I'm going to highlight and just kind of go through. And you, like I said, at the beginning of the show, you can go to the Dog Talk Show website and scroll through very easily every show that we've done. All the way back to February 18th of 2009, which was our first show, and see how awkward I sound on my first radio show. But it's just really been a pleasure. So authors, I'm going to start and just recap from 2010, the authors that I've had on the show. Dr. Michael Fox, I had on twice, and I also had him on in 2009 for his book, Not Fit for a Dog. 2010 had him on for his book, Dog Body, Dog Mind. And one of the shows we talked about natural flea control. And in the other show, we talked about vaccines, which is a very important topic of over-vaccination. We had on Wendy Diamond, author of It's a Dog's World, which was more geared towards life with dogs in cities. She was a very fun guest. Brandy Algren, I will consider an author. She's the editor of and founder of a wonderful publication, City Dog Magazine, and they are based in Seattle. You can go to citydogmagazine.com, and she has a new website that is launching. If it hasn't already launched, it's launching, I think, in January. So check that out. That's going to be great. It's almost more of like a community site where people can interact, and it's got a whole bunch of community resources. I got a sneak peek at the website, at the Yappy Holidays. Yappy Holidays Mutt Mixer. That's what it was. This month, actually, it was great. Kat Albrecht, author of Lost Pet Chronicles. She's the founder of Missing Pet Partnership. They train dogs to search and rescue lost pets. Very interesting organization. They are local. I'm going to consider these guys authors, but I had a really fun show where I read letters from Miss Haskell's fourth grade class. They wrote me letters asking me questions about dogs, and it was so funny, some of those questions. That was a great show. Let's see, that one was show number 68 on June 9th. Scroll down and check that one out. That was really cute. Robin Fritz, a local author of the book Bridging Species. She has Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. Firefighter Dana Hilton, of course, and Sparkles the Fire Safety Dog, who I have talked about a lot. And Sparkles did recently pass away, and I dedicated a show to her. and played her theme song, which always ends up getting stuck in my head for a week. But we had Dana on, and Dana has a new dog, Siren, a new puppy, Dalmatian puppy, Siren, the fire safety dog, who is following Sparkle's footsteps. You can go to they have a Facebook page that's really fun, Sparkle's the fire safety dog. Barb Teschel, Frankie the walk and roll wiener dog. That was a great, there are children's books, and Dana Hilton does Sparkles the Fire Safety Dog is a children's book about teaching children about fire safety and how to respond and crawl like Sparkles if they wake up in a smoky house. Barb and Frankie the walk and roll wiener dog, Frankie is in a little doggy wheelchair or cart because she is paralyzed and doesn't have the use of her back legs. And Barb and Frankie travel around to schools and talk to kids about the benefits and beauties of being different, which these days with the bullying that's happening is a very important message to get across. Ted Carasotti, as I mentioned before, author of Merle's Door, a fabulous book. He has a new book out as well, which is more of a picture book of about Pukka, his new pup after Merle. We had Patty Sherlock on, the author of A Dog for All Seasons. That was a wonderful, very enjoyable book about her life and mainly focused about her border collie Duncan and life on a sheep farm. Vaughn Martin, who is the author, local author of A Long Way to Nome, sort of chronicling the Serum Run 1925 expedition, which retraced the original 1925 route across Alaska to deliver life-saving antitoxin by dog sled teams to diphtheria-stricken Nome, Alaska, and that was in 1925. Well, they do a sort of commemorative run, then they include some education in the communities along the way. And he's a participant in that, and all of his huskies that he uses are from a shelter or adopted, which I think is just awesome. That was recent. And then very recently too, John Katz, author of Rose in a Storm, which was a fantastic book. He is such a gifted author. His website is bedlamfarm.com. You can find him on Facebook as well. That book is called Rose in a Storm. And this was a fiction book, and it was based off of the sort of telling the story from the dog's perspective and based off of his dog, Rose, who is a working border collie. What would she do if left alone on the farm in a blizzard? Really, really, really good book. Organizations that I have had on, Missing Pet Partnership. We had the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project and the NOAA Animal Shelter on talking about their successes with invisible fence products. The Delta Society talks about therapy dogs. We had Gene Hample on, the founder of the Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound. Seattle Humane's Pet Loss Support Group. We had Kate Munson, one of the volunteers there. That is a wonderful service. If you are grieving a pet, which I have done a year ago, September, my first dog as an adult, Chewy, passed away. And it has been quite a journey, really staying connected to the grief around losing a pet. It is a special kind of grief and really deserves to be acknowledged. People really need support. Free pet loss support group at Seattle Humane. It was really wonderful. I did have a chance to visit. Let's see, Almost Home Dachshund Rescue, Sherry Jones and Mike Lawson. Of course, all of my adventures with Leia and the wiener dog races in 2010. We look forward to doing that again in 2011. Kim Sill for president. I interviewed her. She has an organization in California, D-Cups Saving Teacups. D-Cups, meaning cup size of women. They are a group, and the work that she is doing is unbelievable down there. She has actually converted owners of pet stores to have them actually on their own stop supplying their stores with pets from puppy mills and starting to supply their stores with dogs from shelters. Her approach, she should be president. She is awesome. Check out that interview. And Judith Piper with Old Dog Haven, such a sweet organization, olddoghaven.org. It's a network of foster homes that takes old dogs out of shelters and gives them a place to be whether it be for years, months, weeks, or days, to live out the rest of their life surrounded by love and getting the respect and care that they really deserve. What a year. So many more wonderful guests. You know, Jennifer DeRosa talking about considerations for older adults and dogs. Susan Thixton, as I mentioned, founder of truthaboutpetfood.com. Recently, Trina McDonald, a peacetime Gulf War veteran, talking about military sexual trauma and the difference that her psychiatric service dog, also known as mental health service dog, trained by my partner Darcy Bolts with Healing Allies, what a difference that has made for her. So check out the website. Find us on Facebook. I've just recently posted some very cute videos. And mark your calendar. January 22nd is our 100th episode party celebration at Fido and Scratch from 6 to 8 p.m. We will be back again next Wednesday live from 2 to 3 p.m. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.